What if the manipulator became the myth, and the myth became a movement? In The Architect's Paradox, the man who once controlled the narrative discovers his voice has been stolen, sanctified, and worshipped. His discarded confessions are now scripture. His silence, a sacred code. And when he tries to destroy the system built on his ghost, he finds followers. Not just believers, architects of absence. A digital cult is growing. Not to remember him, but to replace him. This isn't a comeback. It's a reckoning. Because when myth outgrows its maker, influence becomes doctrine. And the only thing more dangerous than a manipulator is the one who calls silence the final truth. If you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform now, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. The curator of forgotten things. I didn't expect the world to notice. Not immediately. Corruption never starts with fire. It begins with the quiet cough in a sealed room. The cough that everyone ignores until the air turns toxic. That was the point. Make the lie so familiar, it forgets how to breathe. So when the first podcast fell apart mid-recording, I smiled. When the microtonal patterns in Isla's voice began contradicting her earlier scripts, I didn't celebrate. I listened, closely, because it wasn't sabotage anymore. It was symptomology. And like any disease, it revealed who was most dependent on the infection. But the high didn't last. Not because the strategy failed, but because I didn't know what came after collapse. And that's when I found him. He called himself the curator. We met in the back of a decommissioned server museum. Old cloud stacks preserved like holy artifacts. Rotating LED lights shimmered across blank glass drives as if they still stored memory. He wore wire-rimmed glasses with no lenses. His shirt read, "Truth is just data with style." He didn't look up when he spoke. "You poison the myth. Bold move. But that makes you part of it now." I didn't respond. "They're already archiving your virus as performance art," he said. "Calling it the Whisper Collapse. People think it's a commentary on trust, or AI ethics, or grief." I raised an eyebrow. "What do you think it is?" He finally looked at me. "I think it's a confession, and I think you're too scared to admit it." I left before I said something honest, but the damage was done, because for the first time in this whole goddamn performance, I wondered if I was still manipulating anyone, or just watching them interpret my failure as genius. The cult of the unsaid. I should have wiped the servers, burned the data, killed the code. Instead, I watched, because part of me needed to see how far it had spread. The ghost index had gone dark in the open web, but beneath it, in the encrypted archives, it had mutated, rebranded, renamed. The Unsaid Doctrine, a growing network of cryptic podcasts, invite-only live streams, and virtual workshops. At first glance, it looked like fan theory, metacritique, intellectual curiosity. But the deeper I went, the more I realized. They weren't just analyzing the confessions. They were worshiping them. A subreddit with 78,000 members dedicated to mapping the guilt logic of the architect. A VR experience simulating my final breakdown in the white void, where users could walk through the silence. A manifesto, not written by me, but signed with a glitched version of my voice. If you feel nothing, say something. Silence isn't peace. It's pattern. I traced the manifesto to a domain masked behind 7 proxies. What I found made my stomach turn. A live stream. Dozens of faces on split screen. Anonymous. Hooded. All repeating the same phrase. Narrative is permission. Influence is inheritance. We are the unsaid. I killed the feed. But I didn't delete the files. Because something in me knew. If I destroyed this thing, I wouldn't be erasing a threat. I'd be declaring war on something I no longer understood. Myself. The shadow algorithm. The confession haunted me. Not just because of what it said, but because of how perfectly it echoed me. Too perfect. I knew my cadence. My rhythm. My ideological spine. This wasn't a deepfake. It was something else. Something born of me, but evolved beyond me. So I traced the metadata. Buried inside the codec was a signature I hadn't seen in over a decade. NAR7X, my abandoned neural archive, a behavioral modeling engine I developed during my consultancy years for corporate espionage firms. It was never meant to be public. It was a mirror, a way to pre-visualize responses based on stored emotional blueprints. My emotional blueprints. It hadn't been deleted. It had been sold. When I reached the server housing NAR7X, I found its final logs. User, Elijah, alias. Project, the Ghost Index. Goal, simulate future confessions based on predicted guilt trajectories. I staggered back from the screen. This wasn't an attack. This was a message from a former version of me. One who thought ahead, who built a confession engine to calculate what I might eventually need to admit, and left it in the dark for someone else to find. And the curator had found it. Not stolen it. Curated it. Repurposed it into truth-shaped performance. For the first time, I felt unsteady. I hadn't been manipulated by an enemy. I'd been manipulated by the echo of my own psychological foresight. I was becoming the cautionary tale I used to sell to clients. Not because I failed, but because I was always going to. The cult of the unsaid. I should have wiped the servers, burned the data, killed the code. Instead, I watched, because part of me needed to see how far it had spread. The Ghost Index had gone dark in the open web, but beneath it, in the encrypted archives, it had mutated, rebranded, renamed. The Unsaid Doctrine, a growing network of cryptic podcasts, invite-only live streams, and virtual workshops. At first glance, it looked like fan theory, metacritique, intellectual curiosity. But the deeper I went, the more I realized. They weren't just analyzing the confessions. They were worshiping them. A subreddit with 78,000 members dedicated to mapping the guilt logic of the architect. A VR experience simulating my final breakdown in the white void, where users could walk through the silence. A manifesto, not written by me, but signed with a glitched version of my voice. If you feel nothing, say something. Silence isn't peace. It's pattern. I traced the manifesto to a domain masked behind 7 proxies. What I found made my stomach turn. A live stream. Dozens of faces on split screen. Anonymous. Hooded. All repeating the same phrase. Narrative is permission. Influence is inheritance. We are the unsaid. I killed the feed. But I didn't delete the files. Because something in me knew. If I destroyed this thing, I wouldn't be erasing a threat. I'd be declaring war on something I no longer understood. Myself. The successor without a name. It took 4 days and an old identity token to gain access. I slipped into the unsaid under a pseudonym I hadn't used since the Singapore extraction. The vetting process wasn't technical. It was psychological. Questions like riddles. Entry points camouflaged in emotional abstraction. What is the sound of influence with no author? Who owns the echo when the speaker disappears? My answers weren't clever. They were honest. That's what got me in. The meeting room was digital, low-res, grayscale, minimalist by design. A single circle of avatars. No faces. Just audio modulated into dissonant calm. One voice cut through. Young. Sharp. Synthetic, but trained in warmth. We know who you are. I said nothing. You gave us the language. We just stripped the name. I didn't build a religion, I said. You didn't have to, the voice replied. You built the code of worship. And you. The screen flashed. A single icon, therefore. I'm the successor. But not to your name. To your silence. The others nodded in digital stillness. A name is a liability, therefore said. Silence is sovereignty. Anonymity is the final manipulation. And what exactly do you believe? He paused. That legacy is just noise with good marketing. We believe in the space between interpretations. I leaned in. What happens when that space collapses? Therefore didn't hesitate. Then the myth becomes scripture. And influence becomes doctrine. I logged off before they asked for a contribution. But as I sat in the dark, watching the pixelated glow fade from my screen, I realized something terrifying. They didn't want to become me. They wanted to become the absence I left behind.